Random House Audio presents The Idealist, Jeffrey Sachs and the Quest to End Poverty by Nina Monk. Read for you by Susan Nazami. This book is dedicated to the memory of Linda Monk, 1937 to 2013. As she often said, quoting Henry James, "Live all you can. It's a mistake not to." Introduction. Jeffrey Sachs pointed to the cup of Starbucks coffee in my hand. Before I had a chance to introduce myself, he said, "You know, I've done a formal breakdown of what it would cost to fully fund the global prevention of malaria, and it's $2.50 a year for every American. $2.50. That's a single cup of Starbucks coffee." It was September 2006. A year earlier, Sachs's book, The End of Poverty, had been excerpted on the cover of Time magazine. It also made the New York Times bestseller list. By the time I met Sachs, The End of Poverty had been translated into 18 languages. I'd come across his name while reporting for Vanity Fair on Bono's involvement in Africa. Time and again, I'd hear references to Bono's guru. "My name is Bono, and I am the rock star student," to quote Bono's foreword to The End of Poverty. "The man with me is Jeffrey D. Sachs, the great economist, and for a few years now, my professor." Sachs, born in 1954, was 51 years old when I first met him. The Kate Lay Professor of Sustainable Development at Columbia University.